When politicians shrug. This is Dave Ross on the CBS Radio Network. As CBS White House correspondent Major Garrett put it, before now, spending cuts were theoretical.
Now they're going to start to get real, and the public will have a real voice.
We Americans as a group agree that Congress wastes a lot of money. But individually, we all want our government checks and a doctor for our children, a dignified retirement for our aging parents, trained rescuers in case the hurricane hits or the waters rise or the sinkhole opens, and above all, we want a general sense of order so we can build a good life that can't be arbitrarily snatched away. But now the political system designed to balance all those things against the taxes needed to pay for them has broken down. The noise from the lobbyists and the alarmists and every little group with a finger in the pie and a website on the internet has grown so loud that nobody can figure out what's true and what's not. So we're going to run the experiment and see what happens.
I don't think anyone quite understands how the sequester is really going to work.
Not even the Speaker of the House knows, because it's been a while since we've tested what happens when you make real cuts. Cuts where federal workers actually stay home.
We're out of road to kick the can down. I've spent the last 2+ years trying to bring this town to address this problem, and it is going to be addressed.
And this means that what happens next depends on how you and I react in the coming weeks. We're the lab rats. They've dropped us into the maze, and they've taken away $85.4 billion worth of cheese. And now they're waiting to see whether we cope or rebel. And if my metaphor is correct, I believe at the end we all get a free autopsy. Now this. This is Dave Ross on the CBS Radio Network.